Hi, my name is Cindy Rice, and I'm a student at Freeport Middle School. The Flying Point School opened in 1875 as one of Freeport's many one-room schoolhouses. There were as many as 17 such neighborhood schools at one point. Not everyone applauded this situation. Writing about the many small schools in his March 1878 annual report, school supervisor Horatio Ila wrote, "I am decidedly of the opinion that it would be an advantage, every way, to redistrict the town and lessen their number." Nevertheless, for many years, one-room schoolhouses provided the only educational experience available to the town's children. One-room schools typically had two doors in front, one for the girls and one for the boys. The doors opened into a vestibule, where the students hung their coats and hats before entering the single classroom. A wood stove provided heat, and two outhouses, one for the girls and one for the boys, stood in the rear of the school. In some of the more improved schools, the attachment of outhouses to the rear of the building made a trip outdoors unnecessary. A one-room schoolhouse teacher's job was a challenging one. He or she had to teach children ranging from the first to the eighth grades, all in the same room and at the same time. Initially, the school year was divided into two terms, summer and winter, each ranging from 6 to 10 weeks in length. Later, the overall program expanded to three terms. In the 1895-96 school year, the teacher at the Flying Point School earned $6.50 per week. The Flying Point Schoolhouse last served as a neighborhood school in the 1920s. The schoolhouse was replaced by larger buildings constructed closer to the center of town. Freeport sold the Flying Point Schoolhouse for $1 in 1941 to the Thomas Means Club, a neighborhood organization named in memory of Thomas Means, a nearby farmer killed in a raid by Native Americans in 1756. The Thomas Means Club was formed as a social and charitable neighborhood organization for the Flying Point area. The central purpose of the club is to serve the community through fellowship and charitable donations. Membership in the club is open to everyone living in the Flying Point area. During World War II, club members packed Red Cross kits to send overseas. The club has sponsored craft fairs and other programs over the years as fundraisers and community activities. 5 one-room schoolhouses still stand in Freeport. 3 have been renovated and now serve as family homes. The Flying Point Schoolhouse and the Wolf's Neck Schoolhouse remain largely in the same condition as when they last served for the education of neighborhood children.